an abortion loom. That's all there is to it. Wait a minute. Bella, I haven't thought this out.
I know you haven't. That's why I'm doing all the thinking.
What if something goes wrong? What if I die? Who would care for Ben?
Hey, my name is Miri Newton, and this is Story Hotline, where we analyze popular short stories. This is episode 1, where I will discuss on abortion and analyze Lucia Berlin's Tiger Bites as she shares her struggles and lack of family support. Every single one of you listening knows something about family. Every single one of us is someone's child, therefore has experienced parenting. As human beings, we are all aware of expectations. Expectations given out to succeed in life, expectations at school, at work, to be effective, and not to fail. The expectations for parents to manage their personal lives and professional lives. These major expectations are then exposed to our children, which then causes them to fear on meeting their parents' expectation. This causes them to wonder, would my parents be disappointed? Would they still love me? All this causes children stress and anxiety. Lucia Berlin's short story also mentions abortion. What is abortion? According to Harvard Medical School, abortion is the removal of pregnancy tissue, products of the conception or the fetus and placenta from the uterus. In general, the terms fetus and placenta are used after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Pregnancy tissue and products of conception refer to tissue produced by the union of an egg and sperm before 8 weeks. Abortion is used most often to end an unplanned pregnancy. Unplanned pregnancies happen when birth control is not used or fails to prevent a pregnancy. Abortion is also used to end pregnancy when tests reveal that the fetus is abnormal. Just in 2018, about 620,000 legal abortions were reported just in the United States.
The main character in the short story Tiger Bites is Lou. In this story, Lou describes her struggles of being a single mom with another baby on the way and not having family or any type of support. At the age of 17, Lou got married, and her parents were devastated. After that, her parents found out that her husband had left her, and that was their last straw. Lou's uncle Tyler had cooked up a family reunion for Christmas and hoped that she and her parents can finally meet up. She dreaded seeing her parents again after her divorce. Her mother had tried to commit suicide, as she wrote a suicide note about how Lou had ruined her life and signed it Bloody Mary, since her name was Mary and she was about to slit her wrist. Her father, on the other hand, did not come to the reunion as he was still furious about her divorce. However, she was excited to see her cousin Bella Lynn, who came to pick her and Ben up. Bella Lynn was described as a beautiful woman with long, pale blonde hair and yellowish brown eyes. Bella had her own downfall in life, as her husband of 2 months had left her to pursue his job and left her with a Cadillac. Lou told Bella her sad story of how her husband had left her to pursue his art career and left her with no childcare support. Bella was very grieved and then stated, "Well, at least you have this baby." Then Lou suddenly breaks the glass and corrects Bella and replies, "Babies." Lou was 4 months pregnant. Bella was shocked. Bella shouted, "It's the last darn straw for you, little fool. What are you gonna do? No way those folks of yours are going to help. Your mom would just kill herself all over again when she hears this news. You need an abortion, Lou. That's all there is to it." Bella tried to convince Lou she needed an abortion. She explained, "Ben is so sweet because you were with him as a baby. He's old enough now to go to somebody while you work, although it's a crying shame to leave him. But you can't go leaving a newborn infant." Finally, she convinced Lou. So before Lou went to see her family, she had planned to get an abortion. Quickly and silently, an old sedan pulled up. One of the men opened the door and beckoned me to get in. The other ran around to the other side. The driver, a young boy, looked around and nodded and took off. The back windows were curtained, the seat so low I couldn't see out. It seemed we were driving in circles at first, and then whap, whap, whap of a stretch of a highway, more circles, a stop. The creaking of heavy wooden gates, we drove a few yards and stopped. The gate closed behind us. The area was very sketchy. Lou waited in a room. There had been so little sound that I was surprised to find 20 women in the room, all Americans. Three of them were girls, all was children with their mothers. The others were emphatically alone, reading magazines, sitting. Four of them were in their 40s, perhaps even 50s. Change of life, pregnancies, I imagined, which proved to be true. The rest of the women seemed to be in their late teens or early 20s. Every one of them looked frightened, embarrassed, but most of all, intensely ashamed, described Lou. She had second thoughts. I didn't want to have an abortion. I didn't need an abortion. The scenarios I imagined for all the other women in the room were awful, painful stories, impossible situations, rape, incest, all kinds of serious things. I could take care of this baby. We could be a family. It and Ben and me, a real family. Maybe I'm crazy. At least this is my own decision. Bella Lynn is always telling me what to do. However, it was too late, as the doctor had arrived. He asked a brief history, listened to the heart through a stethoscope, took a temperature and blood pressure. No urine or blood samples had been taken from us. He did a quick pelvic exam on each woman, nodded, and then the old woman started packing each woman's uterus with a 10-foot-long length of IV tubing, shoving it in slowly, like stuffing a turkey. She wore no gloves, moved from one patient to the next. Some of them cried out, as if in terrible pain. When the doctor finally got to Lou, she had fully changed her mind and decided to keep the baby. She came to the conclusion that she could manage to take care of both Ben and this baby. She's not willing to kill an innocent life. She then got back to Bella and explained everything. Bella was proud of her decision and offered to help raise Lou's children. They went to the family reunion, prepared to stand by for the new baby. Overall, you can see the struggles that Lou has been through. Her parents, who should be her main support, were not there. She had guidance from her cousin Bella. However, abortion was not the answer for Lou. She did not need abortion, as she knew that she could take care of the baby. She only thought she needed it because she feared her family's opinions and judgment. These fears could have resulted in death to an innocent being. As parents, you should always support your children, as you're their only support. There's no one children trust more than their parents. Whether you're a parent or not, you're someone's child. I have a challenge for all the listeners today to take a nice big step out of your comfort zone and express more love or support than you ever done before to your child, your parent, your grandparent, or partner, or even yourself. Whoever you choose will have an inner child who is in need of this. Just remember, it's never too late to live a happy and fulfilling life with your family. Thank you for listening.